Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It is that time we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today, 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893. That is the number to call to make your prayer request known. You can also email or text at yeshome.com. Prayer@yeshome.com. Let me try that again. You can email or text to prayer@yeshome.com. And let us know your need today so we can lift it up before the Lord on the prayer closet. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too small. So whatever it is, and maybe a praise. You might also be celebrating something God has done. Maybe God answered a prayer and you want to thanks, or just brought a blessing into your life you want to praise him for. We love our praises as well. So whether it's a praise, a prayer request, we want to lift it all up before the Lord. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information unless, of course, you would ask us to. But unless you ask us to specifically, we keep it anonymous. So that way, you don't need to, if it's something personal, like we understand. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We just want to lift you up. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And let us know how we can pray for you today. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we can have together to learn from you, to celebrate you, to worship you, to know that you are good and can find hope for all that we need. Lord, we thank you that you are so good to us. We thank you that you are so faithful. And we pray that you will move with power, might, and strength in our lives this day. That we will experience good things from your hand. And know that you are our good and gracious God. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893. YesHome.com. And before we get into our prayers, we always like to get into the Word of God, some spiritual nourishment to get our day started right, and to get our hearts settled and focused on prayer. And today we're going to be looking at Psalm 139. I was thinking about this today because tonight I'll be attending the Right to Life banquet that they're holding for to the Right to Life. So we're excited about that. The Foundation for Life is putting on their annual banquet, and it's always exciting to hear the news. Because we always hear some good news. It's sometimes some bad news, but a lot of times it's good news and powerful speakers and just people gathered together to celebrate life. And there are reasons for hope in the fight for life in America. The fight against abortion, the fight against euthanasia, there's reason to believe that people's hearts and attitudes are changing in the right direction on this. But there's also a lot of reason for concern. Ultimately, we know that these issues aren't decided by courts, by legislators. They're going to be decided by the heart. A country filled with people who want abortion and euthanasia is a country that will have abortion and euthanasia. But a country that is filled with people who respect life, who hold life to be sacred, who oppose those things, is a country that will not tolerate those. And it really depends on what kind of people we are. And what kind of people we are depends on what we believe. What we believe will shape who we are as a people. In Psalm 139, Psalm of David, we hear what David believes about life. He says this in verse 13, some famous verses regarding this issue. He says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I had to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. In this psalm, David praising God for his life. Praising God that he was fearfully and wonderfully made from the moment of his conception. And by the way, we hear a lot in our culture about science. You got to follow the science. You know when science says life begins, don't you? Go to any major biology textbook that they're using in medical school. And it will tell you when life begins. Every single one of them. Life begins at conception. When the sperm hits the egg and the zygote, and they start, those cells start replicating, that's life. There's no other place for it to begin. We know exactly when life begins. That is a settled scientific question. The real question is, when do we begin to respect life? What lives do we honor and what lives do we not? Some say that some lives are not worth honoring or protecting. But we say every life is. And we say because of this. Because we understand that every life that happens is not an accident. That every life that is made is created by God. Ordained by Him. All their days ordained by Him. That we are, as a people, fearfully and wonderfully made. We are not an accident of evolution. We are an action of a living God. And so David says that I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully. And he says, your works are wonderful. I know that full well. That the work of God in creating life is wonderful. That even as he was being made in the secret place, when he was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. My days were ordained by you. Think about that. That's the care that God took over you. That is the care that God made in creating you. When it says you are fearfully and wonderfully made, it's not like God just stamping people out. It's the picture of a craftsman. A craftsman who's working on a masterpiece and devoting his time and attention to it. Each new life is designed and made and created by God. Crafted by Him. It's not an assembly line, right? We're just cranking things out. It's God hand making, if you will, each individual life. Each one precious to Him. Each one a special creation, each one gathering His attention, His devotion, each one wonderful. This isn't just about God's favorite people. This is about everybody. God has made us, and we are crafted by him as unique and special beings. Wonderfully. A culture that believes this, a people that knows this is true, understands the value of each human life. It understands the dignity and worth of every human being. It does not judge them based on false standards of the world, which determines which people are valuable and which people are not. But rather judges them based on God. Based on the Creator. And assign them the value and the worth that the Creator ascribes to them, which for every person is magnificent. Wonderful. The problem is, we're losing God. And when we lose God, we lose ourselves. When we lose God, we lose what makes us valuable, which makes us precious, which makes each one of us a masterpiece of God's creation. Is it any wonder that kids are growing up today and they're so confused about who they are and their identities and this and that, because they don't think there's any design or purpose behind them? And they're casting about desperately for meaning. And what do they find? Well, I was made a girl, but I'm really a boy, or I'm really a girl. They don't even know who they are. They've been told that their bodies are curses and that they're a mistake. Is it any wonder they believe it? There's no design, there's no purpose, you're just an accident of evolution. An accident screw up all the... So who's to say you're not this or that? Because you're not designed to be anything, because at the end, it's really just nothing. So try to make yourself something until you die and disappear. And no one cares. And it won't matter. In an empty and meaningless universe. I mean, that's the despairing picture that our world gives to us. Gives to our people today. Is it any wonder that people are in despair? But God's word tells us something very different. God's word says this is not an empty universe. It is a universe filled with the glory of God. It is a universe of profound meaning and purpose that is found in him, and that each one of us are a creation and a design by his hand, made and crafted and designed for his purposes. Each one of us intentionally put together to be who we are. We are not mistakes. God didn't err. We are instead fearfully and wonderfully made. And a society that believes that, a society that believes that indeed we are fearfully and wonderfully, each and every one of us, by a divine creator, a God who loves us. It's a culture and a people who will value from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death. That each life is indeed sacred. That each life matters. That each life has purpose and meaning. As it was made and created to be. We don't make ourselves. We can destroy ourselves, but we can't make ourselves. We have been designed, and it is good. It is good who we are and who God created us to be. We need to begin to live this and believe this and teach this to our kids. They need to know. More than ever, they need to hear this. They need to know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made by an amazing God whose works are wonder. And we have a number of prayer requests in, so let's jump into those. Listener asking for prayer for a friend going to an interview today. Lord, pray for this listener's friend who's going to this interview. We pray that you grant them favor before those they'll be interviewing with. Lord, we pray that they would have a calm spirit about them. Lord, that they would be calm and confident and sure. Lord, that they would just do well in this interview, present themselves well. Lord, you would grant them favor before those who they're speaking to. And Lord, open up this opportunity for them. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Another, also kind of a job-related prayer request. They have job questions and wondering just whether they should stay where they're at or move on and seeking the Lord's discernment. Lord, we do pray for this listener as they're just seeking your will and, Lord, seeking your direction in what they should do concerning their job. And, Lord, we pray that you would grant them the discernment to know and understand what they should do, how they should handle their job situation. Whether it's time to stay on. Lord, if it is time to move, that you would just give them a clear understanding of that and a clear confidence in making that choice, knowing that you've already set out that next job and set that aside for them. And Lord, if your desire is for them to stay, that again, you would make that clear to them and just give them a comfort and a peace to know this is where you want them to be and why you want them to be there. So, Lord, we just pray that you would grant them a discerning spirit to understand your will and purpose, that they may walk in the path that you're laying out before them. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And lastly, listener wanting to praise God for a vacation that's coming up that they're looking forward to and asking for protection while they're traveling. Lord, we do join with this listener praising you and thanking you for this vacation that you've made available to them. And, Lord, we pray that it will be a blessed time to get away and be with family and friends. And Lord, we just pray for a wonderful time that they have on that vacation. We pray for safety for them as they travel. Lord, that you would watch over them, keep everyone safe. And this time would be the blessing that you desire it to be for them. And we pray this in Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you ever have a prayer request, you can always call here if you have an immediate need of prayer, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893. Be somebody here happy to pray with you. If it's not something that's immediate, you can email or text it to us at prayer@yeshome.com at any time, and we'll pray for that on the next Prayer Closet. Or go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the Chat Now button to get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Thanks so much for tuning in. God bless everybody. Have a great day. I'm Pastor Tom Briggs. This has been the Prayer Closet. May God bless you throughout this day.